This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia on 8th and 9th of this month. The External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The two leaders are also scheduled to hold discussions on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will then travel to Austria on 9th and 10th of this month. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will meet Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen and will hold talks with Chancellor of Austria Karl Nehammer. The Prime Minister and Chancellor will also address business leaders from India and Austria. The Prime Minister will interact with members of the Indian community in Moscow as well as in Vienna. The Centre has issued guidelines for funding of testing facilities, infrastructure and institutional support for development of standards and regulatory framework under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has said that the scheme will be implemented with a total budgetary outlay of 200 crore rupees till the financial year 2025-26. The scheme to be implemented by the National Institute of Solar Energy will support identification of the gaps in the existing testing facilities for components, technologies and processes in the value chain of green hydrogen and its derivatives. Our correspondent reports that the National Green Hydrogen Mission was launched on the 4th of January last year with an outlay of over 19,700 crore rupees up to financial year 2029-30. Government will come up with a new shipbuilding and ship repair policy soon to make India one of the top 10 countries in the sector by 2030 and top 5 by 2047. This was stated by Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, T.K. Ramachandran, yesterday. He said if tremendous demand stemming from the needs of the Indian shipping market are adequately targeted by Indian shipyards, it may result in an opportunity to the extent of over 2 lakh crore rupees by 2047. Mr. Ramachandran chaired a workshop on the issue yesterday, which was attended by more than 100 participants from 50 organizations, including various government ministries, departments, shipping operators and public sector, as well as private shipyards. A special session of Jharkhand Legislative Assembly has been convened on Monday to seek vote of confidence for Hemant Soren government. The decision to this effect was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Before taking oath, Chief Minister Hemant Soren had submitted a letter of support of 44 MLAs to Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan. Oath ceremony of ministers is likely to be held after winning vote of confidence in the assembly. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. New and engaging textbooks will be introduced in classes 3 and 6 from the academic year 2024-25. The Education Ministry informed that textbook development work is in the final phase and 9 textbooks for grades 3 and 6 are already available. The remaining 8 will be available very soon. It was discussed as Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan did a detailed review of the progress of National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, textbook development with the Secretary, School Education and Literacy Director of NCERT and Chairperson of the Central Board of Secondary Education in New Delhi yesterday. The ministry said that the National Education Policy 2020 aims to provide economically priced, high-quality textbooks to make learning joyful and stress-free for better learning outcomes. NCERT is constructing new textbooks for classes 1 to 12 to fully realize the provisions of NEP 2020 and National Curriculum Framework for School Education. The Labour Party has won enough seats to have a majority in the Britain's Parliament as vote counting continues. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak conceded defeat in the national election. He congratulated Labour Party Prime Minister candidate Keir Starmer. Following the election loss, Britain's Labour Party is poised for a landslide victory in the parliamentary election held yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.